goes to Dr. Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Strom, S-T-R-O-M, like Mary, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Secord, S like Sam, E, C-O-R-D, date of birth 131 of 1944. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a consultation for Mr. Secord, who was sent for progressive increase of his creatinine level. In May 14th of 2019, creatinine was elevated at 1.5 with estimated GFR 46. August 5th of 2019, creatinine is 1.6, estimated GFR 42. May 13th, 2020, creatinine 1.8, GFR 37. And May 17th, 2022, creatinine is 2.1 with estimated GFR of 31. His biggest complaint today is that he's severely tired. He can't really do what he used to do without extreme exhaustion. He does have severe low back pain, too, and that's going to be checked soon. He's had 5 laminectomies done. The first one was about 25 years ago, but he wonders if he's going to need another one again. He's had no follow-up for many years for his coronary artery disease, and he did have a 2-vessel coronary artery bypass graft in 2008. He also complains of a notable urinary leakage, and that's been going on for about 12 months. He does not have nocturia. He states he only sleeps about 6 hours per night. No cloudiness, blood urgency, or frequency is noted. He believes he does have an enlarged prostate, and he does have an appointment to see the local urologist in August of this year. Mr. Secord lives up near Houghton Lake during the summer, and then he travels south for the winter. He is very hard of hearing, but wears hearing aids. He's alert and oriented and very pleasant. He denies current chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema. He does have diabetic neuropathy, no feeling in feet and ankles, and that's been many years also. And he thinks he has decreased circulation in his feet, but he has not had any ulcerations or lesions noted. He has not used any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for many years. He was told that that is harmful for him, and he does not use them at all. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, diabetic neuropathy, diabetic retinopathy, hearing loss, arteriosclerotic disease of the legs, ischemic heart disease, gout, lumbar spinal stenosis. Past surgical history, he had the 2-vessel coronary artery bypass graft in 2008, and a left inguinal hernia repair, and 5 lumbar surgeries, some laminectomies, others possibly fusions. Social history, the patient is married. He lives with his wife. He is retired. He quit smoking in 1997. He occasionally consumes alcohol and denies illicit drug use. Family history is significant for congestive heart failure, a myocardial infarction, hypertension, colon cancer, and breast cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to aspirin. That causes severe nosebleeds that take him to the emergency department to have them packed in order to stop the bleeding. Medications, he's on Flomax 0.4 milligram twice a day, Victoza 1.8 milligram daily. Invokana is new, it's 100 milligram daily, Lipitor 10 milligram daily, Losartan 100 milligram daily, Glimepiride is 4 milligram once a day, Levemir 31 units at bedtime, Atenolol 50 milligram daily, Allopurinol 200 milligram daily, Enablex, E-N-A-B-L-E-X, extended release 7.5 milligram daily, fish oil 4 daily, Magnesium is 100 milligram daily, and Tylenol Extra Strength, Tylenol PM, is 525. So Tylenol 500 milligram, Benadryl 25, one daily at bedtime. Physical exam, height 68 inches, weight 203 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 126 over 76. Pulse 71. Oxygen saturation 94% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy and no carotid bruise, no JVD. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen, no bulges with straining or coughing. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. He's got decreased sensation in feet and ankles bilaterally. Pulses are 1 to 2 plus bilaterally. Capillary refill 2 to 3 seconds bilaterally. And labs, in addition to the creatinine levels, most recent lab was 5/17/2022. Random glucose was 229, calcium 8.5, sodium 139, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 23, albumin 3.9. Hemoglobin A1C was 8.5. Intact parathyroid hormone is elevated at 203. That's suspicious for secondary hyperparathyroidism that may be renal related. We have May 19th of 2020, a microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 30. August 12th, 2019, electrolytes normal, creatinine 1.8, liver enzymes normal. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio at that time is 31. And the most recent CBC I have is from August 5th, 2019, normal hemoglobin, normal white count, normal platelets, and normal differential. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, possibly secondary to longstanding vascular disease versus hypertension over years, minimal diabetic nephropathy with a fairly normal protein levels in the urine. Possibly benign prostatic hypertrophy with obstructive symptoms due to the recent urinary leakage. We are going to schedule the patient for a kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder scan. The patient would like to do that in the ALMA location. That's going to be done July 12th. We're also going to schedule him for an echocardiogram due to his fatigue and his past history of coronary artery disease and the two-vessel cabbage in 2008. He's going to avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. We're going to repeat all the renal chemistries plus a urinalysis and free light chains, immunofixation, and a random creatinine to protein ratio. Now, also a CBC with differential, and we will do parathyroid hormone today also. We're going to recheck him in 1 month after all labs and tests are back also. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunners, the NP/Jose Fuente, MD.